this is bigger than the Super Bowl. This is actually bigger than the Olympics. This is a really big deal for Africa, but it's also a big deal for the United States because, you know, they really have something to prove. Much of the world sees them really as rookies in football, but they are respected. They're playing England, who actually invented football, tomorrow.
The amount that's been coming out might be a lot more than we ever knew. Let's go to the pictures underwater. The latest numbers we have, as Ali says, about twice as high as a previous estimate. They're now saying 40,000 barrels a day, or 1.7 million gallons a day, might be escaping and might have been escaping for weeks.
I think we're still dealing with the flow estimate. And we're still trying to refine those numbers. One portion of the work, as we just indicated, came up with a higher flow rate. As it stands right now, the actual production capability at optimum for the Discovery Enterprise and the Q4000, if they're operating at maximum efficiency, is 18,000 and 10,000 respectively, so that's 28,000.
At about 5:30 last evening, the Little Missouri River, which is along this campground, was at about 3.5 feet. And within 12 hours, by 5 or 5:30 this morning, it was 20 feet. So it was a very rapid flash flood that inundated that area. The Red Cross has been as many as 300 people there. Obviously, they're in the process of trying to determine if there's other people missing, and they're in heavy search and rescue mode now with National Guard, State Police, Parks and Tourism people, as well as law enforcement, emergency management personnel.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。